everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, and we might do that again next week if my ears can take it. Gina Grad joins us. But that is great to listen to those old songs really cranked up. But my ears are on fire. All right, let's do the news here with Gina Grad, everybody. Let's go!
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
I want you off the set!
I'm sorry, Christian, it won't happen again.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Now, don't just be sorry. Think for one second.
Wow.
She was so mad
Christian
at me.
Christian Bale's yelling at you?
It was so mad at me.
Jesus
it was. I wanted the floor to swallow me up.
All right, for folks that aren't into the entertainment business like myself, who have no idea who's who, you know, my wife said, hey, Christian Bale went off on the on one of the, I guess, the DPs.
The director of photography. Yeah.
And I said, Christian Bale. And she says, Superman?
Batman?
I'm like, still doesn't ring a bell.
No.
And then she said, oh, the nut that went off and was accused of pushing around his mom and his sister. I'm like, oh, now I know who that idiot is. Yeah, it's Christian Bale.
God, he's been around forever.
All right, what happened with this guy?
Let's see. Actor Christian Bale has done little to shake that reputation of having that hair trigger temper. Recent audio has now been released of the seasoned British actor exploding at the director of photography on the set of the new Terminator movie. In this clip provided by TMZ, Bale throws a 3.5-minute tantrum on set. And as a very, very, very special treat, we have it for you in its entirety.
All right, let's play the whole thing here.
With many, many bleeps. We could make this a drinking game.
Okay. All right, this is Christian Bale. What was the name of the movie he was working on?
Terminator.
Terminator 4, I guess? 4? Okay.
Salvation.
Oh, God.
And he goes nuts on the director of photography. Yeah. And I understand he's an actor. The guy, you know, ruined his shot or ruined his scene or whatever. But a real low-end move, to yell at somebody like that who is just out there to try to make you look good. Is not earning as much money as you, and you pick on this guy, it's really weird. All right, here's Christian Bale.
Pick your I want you off the set, you
sorry.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for one second. The are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I walk around and rip that? No, shut up, Bruce. Do I want? No! No! Don't shut me up! Am I gonna walk around and rip your lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the are you walking right through like this in the background? What the is it with you? What don't you understand? You got any idea about, hey, it's distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the scene? Give me a answer. What don't you get about it?
God damn.
I was looking at the light.
Oh, good for you.
And how about this guy? He has to respond to this idiot.
Yeah.
I was looking at the light. Hey, listen. I'm earning maybe, you know, a couple hundred grand on the movie. Maybe, if that. I'm going back to Simi Valley. Mm. I've got a motorhome. Me and the wife and the kids jump in and we go up to, I don't know, Lake Mead for the weekend, and I got to tolerate this a-hole talking to me like that. At some point, you reach a level in your career where you don't tolerate that.
Right.
You don't tolerate anybody yelling at you like that.
Yeah.
You just pack up your crap and you walk off the set.
And this is the kind of a-hole that actually waits for you to answer. It's not it's not rhetorical.
Yeah.
It's, tell me why you're such an a-hole. I'm waiting.
Listen, if this guy who is the director of photography on Terminator 4, right? If he's doing Terminator 4, he's really, really, really effing good at his job.
He's done this before, yeah.
Yeah, he can walk off and he can get 10 more movies tomorrow. And for him to be ripped like that by Christian Bale is outrageous.
Yeah.
Jesus. Sorry, there's more of it. Here's more of this idiot.
How was it? I hope it was good because it's useless now, isn't it? Sake, man, you're amateur. Look, gee, you got something to say to this?
I didn't see it happen.
Well, somebody should be watching and keeping an eye on him.
Man, everybody on the set is so ballless.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see it happen. Yeah, I won't do it again. These are all guys who are very good at what they do. They're on Terminator 4. These are all accomplished professional men and women.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be treated like this. What's wrong with this lunatic?
Fair enough. This is the second time that he doesn't give a about what is going on in front of the camera.
It'd be great as if the whole crew said, why don't you stick it up your A and everybody split and let the studio try to make some phone calls and replace all those people in, yeah, you know, in a week.
You, what are you going to do, A-hole? We're union. What do you want? We walk.
But they all should have just said, you know what? This is enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you're an effing lunatic.
Yeah.
All right? I'm trying to do a scene here and I'm going, why the is Shane walking in there?
I'm trying to do a scene.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a good actor, you can do the scene again, all right? Yeah, maybe somebody effed up your scene. But the five-second scene that you did on Terminator 4 is not going to make or break the movie.
And I think the lack of Emmy nods and Oscar nods you've gotten this year, I think we'll all sleep okay knowing that you didn't do your best scene.
Yeah, because you know what? Every crew member there has friends and family, and they have friends, and they probably all talk about what an idiot this guy is to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you anything, some of the DPs or some of the, you know, the grips or whatever have passed on projects with this guy.
Yeah.
Like, why do you need that pressure and that kind of stress in your life delivered by it? And speaking of being completely amateur, to rip somebody in front of an entire crew like that, I mean,
irony.
You don't get lower end than that or more amateurish.
Yeah.
What a nut.
I'm trying to do a scene here and I'm going, why the f*** is Shane walking in there? What is he doing there? Do you understand my mind is not in the scene if you're doing that?
Oh, God. It's Terminator 4 you're doing.
Jesus Christ.
Your mind could be in the toilet. Your mind could be in a jar of, you know, of preserves.
Pickle.
You could still do it. Jesus Christ.
It's, I mean, I haven't heard a diva fit like this since, you know, the opera in the early 1700s. I mean, this never comes from men, first of all.
Yeah, this is usually women in the opera.
Exactly.
Who will blow up like this. Like, is it Kathleen Battle? She's that.
Oh, listen to you.
Thank you very much. I knew that from Steckler.
Oh.
Big Kathleen Battle fan, but she used to rip people like this. But not Christian Bale.
Come on.
Jesus Christ.
Stay off
and then, listen, the guy apologizes. Let's, I'm going to crank this up here just a bit. I'm again. All right, listen to this. Listen to the guy apologize, and then Christian Bale doesn't let it go.
I absolutely apologize. I'm sorry. I did not mean anything.
Okay, he goes, I'm sorry. I'm absolutely sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean anything by it, right? Every man who has two balls always says, you know what? All right. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry I blew up. But this guy won't let it go.
Stay off the set, man. Sake. Right, let's go again.
All right, now he should have let it go, right?
Sure,
yeah,
totally.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
All right, maybe it's over here.
Let's not take a minute. Let's go again. And let's not have you walking in. Can I have Tom put this on, please?
Tom wardrobe, please. And then, Tom wardrobe.
And then what, he's got to put on his outfit so nobody can see his face or his bonnet?
Terminator outfit.
Let's do it again. We'll do it live.
Do it live.
Jesus Christ. This is equivalent to you know, the rat or the mouse at Chuck E. Cheese blowing up.
I'm kicking myself right now by not working American Psycho into the news tease.
Jesus Christ.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unbelievable. Number of times you're strolling around in the background. I never had a DP behave like this. You don't understand what it's like working with actors. That's what that is.
No, that's
what that is, man. I'm telling you.
He's been working his ass off. Let's find out this guy's name. Who's the DP on Terminator 4? Were you going to find that out for? Yeah, all right, Randy's going to look that up. And this guy most likely is an accomplished dude. All right.
Yeah.
And for Christian Bale to out him in front of the crew like this is ridiculous. I bet anything, this guy who's the DP has probably 5 or 6, maybe 10 movies under his belt that everybody knows.
Right.
You don't understand what it's like working with actors. That's what that is.
No, that's
what that is, man. I'm telling you. I'm not asking. I'm telling you. You wouldn't have done that otherwise.
No, what it is. I
want to kick your
You know, shut up for a second, all right? I'm going to go. Do you want me to go trash your lights? Do you want me to trash them? Then why are you trashing my scene?
Oh, God.
Lunatic. You want me to trash your lights? It sounds like this. He's in second grade in the schoolyard.
Yeah. And when you start physically threatening people, doesn't that usually happen at the beginning and then you calm yourself as the 3 minutes goes? He actually worked up. He started at a high level and then got to threatening people.
All right. Do you have the information on this? Who the DP is? All right.
Well, while he's looking for that, apparently someone called in FHF this afternoon and said they know the director of photography, and apparently he really had it coming.
He did?
That's just hearsay, you know, but that's what they said.
I don't know.
So we don't know.
All right, we'll look at Randy's going to look up the DP for. I know. Don't keep pointing at the screen. Okay, I saw you point to it three times. Stop pointing the screen. You're interrupting my radio show. What are you doing?
Jesus Christ!
All right.
I'm not trying to. You are trashing my scene. You do it one more time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired.
Wow.
I'm serious. You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy, but I don't cut it when you bullshit around like this on set. Yeah, you might get it. He doesn't get it.
I get it.
You might.
I get it.
He does not get it.
And good adjustments, okay? For real. Honestly, I get it.
All right, who's the dude?
All right, his name is Shane Hulbert.
Right.
And here's 10 fun facts about Shane Hulbert.
Well, let's just tell me some of the movies he's done.
All right, he has done...
What does he take credit for there? Go to IMDb.
I'm IMDBing him. All right, he did We Are Marshall, Swing Vote, Semi-Pro.
Right.
Drumline, Mr. 3000, Crazy Beautiful, Into the Blue.
Maybe he does suck at what he does.
He didn't crack any number ones there.
Yeah, maybe he is. I haven't heard of any of those movies.
Get the guy that did Mr. 3000.
Yeah.
Grab him.
No, I don't need any walking. He needs to stop walking.
I get that.
I ain't the one walking. Let's get Tom and put this back on. Let's go again. Seriously, man, you and me, we're done professionally.
Wow. You're done with Christian Bale professionally?
But off the air, we're still best friends.
Yeah, an idiot. Wow, there it is. There's the end, man. Hey, Todd in Laguna, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. You know this guy?
No, I don't know him, but I was just kind of hearing, you know, through the dork sites, the thread on this guy, I guess, is that it's kind of his M.O., where he sits there and tweaks with the lights during scenes. So, but it's also a very poignant scene, I guess they were saying, with another guy, Bryce Howard. So you can imagine Christian Bale, you know, being the method actor he is, being in that zone, and then some guy going in tweaking the lights during the thing,
yeah.
It just probably breaks the whole flow. But I guess that's like his MO.
Well, that BS might have worked on Crazy Beautiful, but not on Terminator.
Yeah, but
play that against Steckler, by the way. It sounds like a Steckler rave.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Can we frigging fix this? God damn, am I getting tired of this? We get, you know, bounced around to every frigging different time slot, and then we frigging show up for work, and they can't even frigging fix the frigging board! God damn it! Get your frigging act together here! Chris, Richard, you frigging tons of fun! You with the frigging Pete Rose hairdo! Get your engineering asses in here and lock this off! I'm not doing this anymore!
Steckler
you
is leaving.
You sons of bitches! You frigging sons of bitches! Fix this frigging booth, or I'm gonna kick your ass all the way to China!
Wow! Alright,
to
start off, huh?
You,
all right, to defend, that means stop. To defend, Doug Steckler here. The board was effed up.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I mean, Steckler put up with a lot of crap until he blew up like this, and then he put up with a lot of crap at the bar. We're at the Vault 350 when he went ballistic on the stage as well.
Think Tank, right?
Yeah, at the Think Tank.
And he went,
hold on one sec. Hold on, Randy.
Oh.
But when Steckler was yelling at this guy, he jumped in the audience. Steckler busted his leg.
Yeah,
it was right before He busted his leg yelling at a guy in the audience because the guy was calling him a homo because Steckler wasn't married, and Steckler went ballistic on this guy.
You mother effer, shut the F up. You want an answer? You want an F an answer? You want a goddamn come down there? You mother effing see? I'll come down there. Shut the F up. I was asked a question. You want an answer? You want to shut the F up? Shut the F up!
Oh,
you effing turd! You're a bunch of turds! You shut the F up!
Always warming himself up to the audience. You're a bunch of effing turds. Oh,
sea suckers.
All right. What else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, this out of Yahoo News today. Tom Daschle withdrew today as President Barack Obama's nominee to be Health and Human Services Secretary.
Oh, boy.
Kind of a big deal. Obama said in a written statement accepting with sadness and regret Daschle's request to be removed from consideration. But that's not all.
Yeah. It's happening up back east.
I didn't know you could say I told you so with one grunt. The stunning Daschle development came less than 3 hours after another Obama nominee also withdrew from consideration as also over tax problems.
She only owed like $956
less
in taxes.
$1,000.
She's up for a big gig.
Nancy Killefer, nominated by Obama to be the government's first chief performance officer, said she didn't want her bungling of a little payroll taxes on her household to be a distraction to President Obama.
I'm not a big fan of the administration, but I will give him a lot of credit for that.
Yeah.
You got some people in there and they've not paid their taxes, and you don't want to be seen as a complete hypocrite.
Yeah.
Where it's one rule for everybody else and another rule for your administration.
And that's exactly what he said. He said, this is a good person. I believe Daschle would have been great at this job. But hey, at the end of the day, I can't have one set of rules for these people and one set of rules for ordinary people.
Yeah. Well, back to South Dakota, young man. All right, we got to take a small break. We'll continue with the news with Gina Grad. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM.
So hard living with the things you do to me.
97.1 FM Talk.
All right. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. And we continue doing the news with Gina Grad, everybody. What's going on with that news, Gina?
Well, in health news, CBS 2 reported today that there may be very well such thing as safe smoking. Thought you'd be a little excited
nice.
About this. Yeah. In this piece of audio, the news team investigates the latest smoking fad, the fire safe cigarette.
Here we as I'm choking it.
Arms up.
I just had a pretzel.
God damn it.
All right, here we go.
Millions of smokers are getting a new cigarette. It's fire safe. And as you can see on the right, it extinguishes when not puffed on, thanks to special paper. The idea is to stop a fire before it starts.
Right now, there are about 700 to 900 people that die a year
what?
In cigarette-related fires.
This year.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, gang. 700 to 900 people a year die? Because of cigarette accidents?
Yeah. And Randy, incidentally, you owe me $15 that we didn't make it through the first 30 seconds.
Wait a minute. Who's ever known anybody?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody's ever died of a smoking accident. I got all my uncles and my aunts and my grandparents.
The only thing that I know has ever died is your inflatable couch.
I was going to say, in all fairness, you did pop a couch.
I don't know who it was. Seven. Oh, please. Again, with these scare tactics.
Millions of smokers are getting a new cigarette. It's fire safe, and as you can see on the right, it extinguishes when not puffed on, thanks to special paper. The idea is to stop a fire before it starts.
What a pain in the ass. Every time you pick it up, you gotta light it again?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Then how about this? Why don't you just quit smoking? Right?
Jesus Christ.
Or, sleep in a bathtub or a waterbed.
Yeah.
God almighty.
Right now, there are about 700 to 900 people that die a year in cigarette-related fires.
Okay. Now, she never said the United States, right?
Right.
So she's including the whole world.
Possible.
Yeah, it's possible maybe that somewhere in the third world, a guy's burning down in his hut because he was smoking a filterless cigarette. But you'd never hear about that in the United States. I mean, almost every single piece of furniture nowadays is fireproof.
Yeah.
You know, it's either sprayed or there's retardant on it. I mean, you can't buy a piece of furniture nowadays that doesn't have that tag on it that says, don't rip this off.
Mm-hmm.
It's illegal
yeah.
to rip this. Because that's the tag that notifies everybody it's fireproof.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Jesus Christ almighty. They've taken care of this. They don't need these cigarettes that go out on you.
This year, 5 states made fire-safe cigarettes mandatory. 17 already had such laws. By the year 2010, a total of 37 states are expected to have adopted the measure. Lorraine Carley is with the Coalition for Fire-Safe Cigarettes.
Wait a minute. Aren't these cigarettes going to kill more people? Because you're so worried about it going out, you just keep hammering it.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
You know, if you put it down for a little while, yeah, you keep smoking until you die.
You ration it.
God almighty. People are such a-holes. I am so glad that I'm 45 and I'm going to be dead in about 30 years. I don't think I could take another 75 years of a-holes. I really don't.
We anticipate within the next couple of years, we will see a fire-safe cigarette standard all across the country.
You can spot fire-safe cigarettes by the FSC on the pack. Here in New York, they started being sold about 5 years ago. Since then, there's been a drop in smoking-related fire deaths. In the past, the tobacco industry successfully fought against federal legislation for fire-safe cigarettes, but now Big Tobacco is supporting the state's efforts, and so are fire officials.
If it's going to decrease the amount of fires that are going to start in homes, then I'm all for it.
As for the taste, smokers seem to be divided.
No, it tastes the same. Nothing really changed in liking the taste or anything like that.
I can totally taste the difference, and they just go out, and It's actually a nuisance.
Yeah, it's a nuisance. And what chemical is in the paper, young lady? What chemical are you putting in the paper to make it go out?
Maybe some toxic fire retardant?
Yeah, just another way to, you know, to take another legal product away from people and infringe on their rights. I effing hate America. I really do. It's become such a hellhole.
Oh.
You can't do anything in this effing country. You can't smoke. You can't drink. You can't drink on the beach. You can't smoke on the beach. You can't smoke with your kids in the car. Kid has to have a helmet on. You can't be on a cell phone. You can't text anybody. You can't park here at that hour. You can't drive here at that speed. I mean, everybody is regulating the F out of this country, and it's no longer fun to be here.
Would you rather move to Paris?
I don't know. I'd rather go to Europe where you can relax in the red light district, smoke a bunch of hash, and get hookers.
Huh.
Hey, what's wrong with that? But this country sucks. I mean, it really does. What the hell happened to us? How do we let this slide like this? F the United States.
Oh.
F them all. Then we go home and burn a flag.
Oh.
It's actually a nuisance.
They may be a nuisance to some, but it's hoped these new cigarettes will eventually save hundreds of lives every year.
Yeah, I know. They're going to save them for what? So they don't die in the apartment building. They die at a slow, long death at Kaiser on a respirator. Jesus Christ almighty.
But that's exactly what I was thinking. Now I'm going to, smoke 8 times as fast because I don't want it to go out.
Yeah, and you're going to wonder what's in that paper.
Yeah.
What kind of chemicals they put in that paper to make it go out like that.
Yeah.
God damn, man. And you know what eventually they're going to do? I swear to God, this is going to happen. The L.A. Times is going to make their paper out of this same type of paper.
Right.
So guys like me can't throw it in the fireplace and start a fire with the wood. That's
going
to happen as well.
Can't use kindling.
Ah, Jesus Christ. All right, what else is going on in the news then?
Well, a 350-pound Australian woman claims she was forced to pay for a second seat on an airplane flight when she flew around the country due to her size.
How big is she?
350.
2 seats. 2 tickets.
No. Jetstar agrees with you.
They better.
After making the initial booking on January 15th, Samantha Scoffey claims she was then told twice on January 18th by Jetstar Airline not to worry about paying for a second fare because they can usually get around that policy of charging bigger people for more seats. But late yesterday, however, Jetstar apologized to Ms. Scoffey but said it was not policy to provide overweight customers with a 2-for-the-price-of-1 deal.
Mm. That's a huge bitch!
And what airline is she on? Jetstar?
Jetstar.
Anybody? Anybody with Jetstar?
I think it's Australian.
Oh, it is. All
yeah.
Right. Well, doesn't matter. Local Australian.
Have you ever sat next to a large person on a plane?
Yeah, it's disgusting. But I'm glad that the Australians are getting as fat as we are, you know?
I don't think that they're getting as fat as... I've heard that
Better?
Australians are...
Good for them.
They chill and they eat.
No,
and they,
you're not considered overweight. Do you ever have to have a seatbelt extension given to you?
Well, the first time I ever went on a plane was over the Christmas when I went to Vegas. It's the
first time you've ever been on a plane?
And since I was 7. Oh. And the belt was really hard to get on. And luckily, there was no one sitting next to me because I'm sure they would have been uncomfortable because my arm was way reaching over the line.
It's embarrassing, that long walk down the aisle when you see that stewardess with that extension coming your way. And she tries to slip it to you with nobody else. Nobody else sees it, but they all see it.
Now, Randy, could you sit in between the armrests?
Oh, yeah.
See, then he's fine.
You're fine, dude.
Ask me again next year.
But the seatbelt was on max tote?
Yeah, definitely. I was feeling a little pain by the end of the flight.
It was only to Vegas. Can you imagine Singapore Air with this?
It's almost worth investing in your own extension so you don't have to have the embarrassment.
Can you do that? Because not regulated.
Oh, I bet you can. I bet you can. You know, they don't give a rat's ass. But you should have your own extension. Jesus Christ. You imagine trying to get Randy out of that plane when it goes down?
Jesus Christ.
Knocked out. You got to drag his ass out of there.
Oh, God.
All right, what else going on in the news here, Gina?
Well, the Today Show's Matt Lauer got a bad case of the giggles today during a segment that was intended to be very serious.
Yeah.
The Today Show booked expert Dan Abrams for a somber segment about Olivia Newton-John's missing ex-boyfriend. But once again, Dan brought up an eyewitness named Nacho, all hell broke loose on set.
Right. All right, they're looking for Olivia Newton-John's ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, he disappeared.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Happened there.
Yeah. No, I mean, look.
All right, here we go.
And apparently, as we just saw in that, they went down to Mexico and they have eyewitnesses who say they've seen Patrick McDermott. Talk to me about the reliability, traditionally, of eyewitnesses.
You know, you watch these great movies or see it on TV and everyone says, was there an eyewitness? As if it's the greatest type of evidence. It's actually the worst type of evidence.
Why?
It's the most unreliable type of evidence because...
Are you doubting the word of Nacho in that piece?
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I am not questioning Nacho's authenticity.
Okay.
I'm not questioning what Nacho believes that he saw. What I am saying, though, is that there are plenty of nachos out there who have been...
that might be the headline from the interview.
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah. You say that the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there are plenty of nachos who have been dipped when they are cross-examined.
So you're not putting a lot of faith in this particular nacho.
Yeah. I'm not... What I
can't stop.
Okay.
No, but seriously...
I think we get it. All right, so they're looking for Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend.
Yeah, and it does make them sound really stupid because Nacho's not that uncommon of a name, like, in Mexico. You know, it's not like...
It's almost like they were using that term as a euphemism for all Mexicans.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, there's, like, plenty of nachos out there.
It was so inappropriate.
Yeah, Matt Lauer, man, he's the best.
Real Stitch.
All right, what else going on in the news?
That's what's happening.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll fill it with words.
All right, we're going to take a break here and come back with more of the big show, the Tim Conway Jr. Show, till 11 o'clock. John and Jeff come in after that. And you're listening to us live right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And I've come to a conclusion that the United States sucks. All right. It's not starting to suck. It's not at the beginning stage, chapter one. It just sucks. They can't get the economy under control in either Washington or in Sacramento. And there's too many goddamn laws. There's too many rules on what you can do and what you can't do. And it's going to squeeze the life and the fun and the happiness out of all of us. I mean, you can't go to a strip bar in Los Angeles that's totally nude and buy a drink. They go hand in hand with each other. When's the last time you were sober at a strip bar or you wanted to be sober for the experience? 0.08. That's the limit when it comes to driving and drinking. I could drive from here to New York City and back on 0.08 and never run into a problem. But they're going to say, no, 0.08, they're going to F your life up. They're going to make you go to classes if you get caught. They're going to make you, suspend your license. They're going to make your life a living hell if you get caught for drinking and driving. You can't smoke on the beach. It's the world's largest ashtray, and you can't smoke on the beach. You also can't drink on the beach. You can't go down there with a six-pack and watch the sun go down with your girlfriend or your wife or your boyfriend or I don't know who you're going with. But you can't go down there, throw a blanket out, have a couple of pops on a six-pack, and have a cigarette. They'll arrest you. They'll arrest you for that. You also can't build a bonfire on the Santa Monica Beach either. It's crazy. You can't text while you drive. You can't be on your cell phone when you drive. Your kid has to be in a five-point harness, and he's belted down. He or she is belted down like a NASCAR race driver, a NASCAR driver. They're going 200 miles around the track with 18, 20 other cars that are constantly, banging each other into the wall. And you might be going down to Gelson's or down to Vaughn's or John's, and your kid has to have that same protection. It's ludicrous. When I was a kid, they didn't have seatbelts. They had them, but we never wore them, and we all survived. Also, you can't smoke around your kids. The kids can't be in the car when you're smoking. Honestly, God, this is also in California. We're broke. We're effing broke. The state of California is broke. We're going to get IOUs instead of tax refunds from the state. The United States is starting to suck, everybody. I know you don't want to hear that because for your entire life you've been like me, where the United States is the greatest place to live. It's the best country to live. But guess what? It's been ruined by people making these effing laws and these regulations. They've ruined the United States of America. And I don't know how we all sat around and let it happen, but we did. We all sat around idly by while they made all these rules and regulations to take the fun out of anything you do. You agree with that? The United States is starting to suck a little. Here's the phone number, 520-9710. And if you love those 888s, man, 888-520-9710. Also, they're going to tax your car twice. If you buy a car in the state of California and you pay the taxes on it, when you sell it to somebody, that guy's got to pay taxes on it again. They're doubling the tax on one item, which I can't believe is still going on. Also, the slow speed limits. You know, at least in Europe, they have this thing called the Autobahn where you can get on it and, you can drive 130, 140 miles an hour and enjoy yourself. Out here, the speed limit on the Hollywood Freeway from downtown Los Angeles up to Universal is 55 miles an hour. The cars they're designing in the United States and around the world right now, especially the late models, anything after about, 1995, it can handle much more than 55 goddamn miles an hour. It can handle 95 or 105 miles an hour. Let's open it up and have some more fun. There's no more fun to be had here in the United States. They've killed it all with these goddamn regulations. Also, you can't smoke at a sporting event. You can't smoke in a bar. You go to a bar to drink and smoke. Now you can't smoke. What's next? You can't drink in a bar? That's about to happen as well. We're overregulated, and they've taken all the fun out of living in the United States. You can't hose off your driveway anymore either. Remember when you were a kid and Dad would get up on Saturday morning and hose that driveway off? And, it's something you did as a kid with your dad. You get up, straighten out the yard, do a little work in the driveway, and then Dad would bring out that hose it down. The house will look beautiful, smells nice, the water on the hot pavement. And that's just something that fathers and sons had a bond over. Going to Builder's Emporium, plants for the yard, or something to putting up a fence together. Then when you're done, you hose everything down. Now you can't do that anymore. You get these lunatics driving by going, hey, there's a water shortage. You also can't buy certain medications. And also you can't buy liquor in some stores. You go into Vaughn's and try to buy yourself a bottle of Grey Goose, and you got to track down the guy with the key. And then he finally comes over and he judges your ass. Like, hey, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. You're buying a pretty big bottle of vodka there, young man. But you can't do anything anymore. If you go to get Sudafed, some kind, you know, some Sudafed or some types of medicine that these kids are breaking down and making methamphetamine, so you got to ask another guy for another key to the counter. It's just, it's outrageous. You can't drink until you're 21 years old. Are you kidding me? You're 18 years old. You're in Iraq fighting for the United States of America, and you can't have yourself a beer? That's outrageous. You can't gamble till you're 18. You can't rent a car in the United States until you're 25 years old. One third of your life is over before you can rent a car in the United States of America. They can't take care of the small things. They can't take care of violence. They can't take care of the roads. Traffic is a living hell, especially if you live in this box. And I'll tell you where that box is. It's the 405 and the Pacific Ocean, the 10 freeway, and the Santa Monica Mountains. All right? If you live in that box, you know where, like Pico, Olympic, Wilshire, Sunset, all the way to the ocean from the 405. There are very few ways to get out of that box. If you're going east, you can basically go to Sunset, you can go to Wilshire, Santa Monica, Pico, or Olympic, and then Pico. There's five different ways to get out of that box when you're going east, and that's where everybody goes, towards Beverly Hills. So you sit there, and you sit there, and it takes you half goddamn hour to go three blocks, and everybody just sits in their car. And nobody complains. I'm surprised that nobody, you know, that somebody doesn't pull out an AK-47 and just go crazy. How do you do that every day, sitting in that stupid box? It is outrageous, the crap that we have to deal with here in the United States of America. America is starting to suck, all right? Nobody's a bigger fan of this country than me. But the a-holes have ruined the United States, and they're ruining California. There's very few freedoms we have anymore. Almost all of them are either taken away or they're about to take them away. And there's something we got to do because it's just not fun anymore. It really isn't. You got to look around to see if a cop's going to pull you over because you're on your goddamn cell phone. I've been on a cell phone for 10 years. I've never had an accident. And just because some a-holes are, on the phone after 15 drinks and plow into somebody. So I can't use the cell phone. Well, F them. All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM.
Complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.